This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, and I am joined once again on the line today by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the former Assistant Treasury Secretary under Reagan, and also the former editor of the Wall Street Journal, and also an author of many books, and his articles are widely available from a number of online sources. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, it is a great pleasure to have you on, as always. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Jay.
Well, Dr. Roberts, I wanted to get you on today to talk specifically about the Middle East uprisings that are going on right now and what this really means for the geostrategic grand chessboard and the pieces that are being slotted into place right now for what looks like total American global hegemony. So first, your thoughts on the recent military, kinetic military action in Libya. It's not a war, right?
Well, James, I think the Tunisian and Egyptian uprisings were real. In Libya, it seems it may be something we have instigated in the oil-rich part of Libya. And it seems that Gaddafi may have brought this upon himself because he refused to participate in the United States African command called AFRICOM. As far as I can tell, the United States wants to seal up the Mediterranean so that it becomes our sea, like it was the Roman Sea, and perhaps caught off guard by the uprisings in Tunisia and Egypt, the Americans quickly caught on and decided they could use that, play that game themselves, and get rid of an obstacle to AFRICOMAN and to sealing up the Mediterranean. So I suspect that's really what is going on here. And this time we have seen two new developments. One is that President Obama, for the first time in our history, made no effort whatsoever to get any kind of congressional authorization. He simply acted as Caesar. And he took this action, and the position is it doesn't need to ask Congress. And the other unique feature is that we have done this so we now have NATO, which is originally a defense alliance to defend Western Europe from Soviet invasion or potential Soviet invasion, is now at war in Africa. I was amused to learn recently that NATO also has a Central Asian command. So we now see the Western European puppet states turned into auxiliaries of the American Empire, and they are at war in North Africa in order to remove an obstacle to AFRICOMAN and to seal up the Mediterranean. I suspect Syria is next on this list.
Well, that's exactly where I was heading with this. I think if these are dominoes that are falling on the board right now, I think the next one to fall would be Syria. How do you see that playing out, and what do you think the effects of that would be for Iran?
Well, I'm suspicious of the rebellion in Syria, because you would think by now all Syrians would be aware of what happens when the Americans come in. I mean, they've witnessed Iraq for 7 or 8 years, the desolation of the country, you know, maybe 1 million killed, but 4 million dispossessed, and they are watching the decade-long war in Afghanistan. So I can't see how, even if they don't like the government, they would want to bring this upon themselves, because I don't believe any Iraqi who's still alive thinks that the United States is an improvement over Saddam Hussein. And I'm suspicious of those uprisings, and they're probably also instigated. And so they will if we are able to go forward with this scheme, that is, the United States is able to go forward, or Washington, let's put it that way, because I don't think the American people have a clue as to what's going on. But if the Washington and the oligarchic interests can go forward, they'll find some way to play those uprisings in Syria into another Libyan situation.
It beggars the imagination to think that the oligarchs in Washington could think that they can pull off this type of move towards a even further power play in the Middle East, even as the American economy, or what's left of it, is completely disintegrating. How do you think this is going to play out? Is it possible for them to extend much further and to continue with this military interventionism, or will it fall out underneath them?
Well, that is the puzzle, James. I think that it's certainly a huge threat to the dollar. On the other hand, it does seem the United States has Europe, Canada, Australia organized behind it, and they are now make their own policies subservient to Washington. So there's probably agreements to support the dollar, and they can prolong the life of the dollar by having euros manufactured to purchase dollars, to have the Japanese purchase dollars, to have the Canadians and the Canadians purchase dollars. So they can probably prolong this longer than you would think, because if the entire first world is now organized under Washington, which it is, then what does that leave? It leaves only a few developing countries: Brazil, China, Russia, and it's not quite clear how effectively they could organize against this type of an onslaught. And so I suspect that this can continue longer than I had thought myself.
Well, it certainly seems to me that the long-term goal of this would be to encircle China and Russia and to really line up the chessboard so that that's the final confrontation, so to speak. And I don't know if we'll even get to that point, because even as the hegemony starts to exert its power, the cracks are showing in the alliances. And even Germany was quite reticent with this NATO action, and we could even conceivably see Germany coming out of NATO. All these types of new alliances and breaks in the system are forming at this time. Do you think what do you think will be the sort of long term playing out of this, or is it just too difficult to predict at this point?
Well, I don't know if some of the countries don't really like it, in Germany, for example. But what could they do? They're part of the EU. The currency now, they don't even have their own currency. They're deprived of their own money. They're part of the EU, which is dominated by the United States. They would and who could they ally with? I mean, Russia. But that's about it. But you see, Russia is being encircled by NATO. All of the agreements that Reagan made with Gorbachev have been violated by Reagan's successors, so that we now have our own military bases and forces in former constituent parts of the Soviet Empire. So we have already encircled Russia. we've had these various revolutions that we create. And we even have Joseph Stalin's country of origin in our pocket, Soviet Georgia. So I don't think those alliances will break unless the European countries come under even fiercer rebellions. They've already had some in Greece and Ireland, and certainly in France. But we now have our own puppet in France. France used to be the weak part of our European empire, because they insisted on some sort of independence and independent foreign policy. But once we got Sarkozy in, I mean, he was elected, as far as I understand it, with American money. We now have the whole deal. So how would it play out? I think it is true. Russia is being surrounded. And you can see, in fact, I'm writing about this at the moment, you can understand the Libyan thing as a way of doing to China what we did to Japan in the 30s. We're denying them oil. China has massive investments in Libya, and all of this is now stopped, in particular the oil investments, because they're in the eastern part. And so you can see AFRICOM and the American attacks on Gaddafi as an effort to interfere with China's ability to provision itself with resources. So it's the way we are going to repeat the 30s strategy against Japan, and this time against China. I think all of this is headed toward World War III, which of course would be nuclear. If Japan wasn't willing to be controlled by the United States and give up its independent foreign policy in the 30s, the proud Chinese are unlikely to accept it today. And of course, they have nuclear weapons. And of course, so does Russia, which has a massive amount of nuclear weapons. And how long they would accept being marginalized unless we can somehow gain control over that government, or over enough of it, which we almost did until Putin came in and weeded that out. I would say that all this is headed toward World War III. That's where the United States, or Washington, let's put it Washington, and the oligarchic interest are driving the process toward a major world war.
Well, a very sobering assessment to leave things on, but we only have a minute or two left. In the final minute, I guess my question would be that, as a student of history, I'm sure you know that most empires collapse from within. What do you think of the possibility that the American people can actually take back their government and stop this this crazed drive towards almost certain nuclear destruction?
I don't think they can take it back any more than the Romans could. But their patriotism can be destroyed from the foreclosures, the loss of jobs, the loss of careers, massive unemployment. It's already 22% if it's measured correctly. And so the internal cohesion of the country could collapse. And you could find then that Washington is so used up trying to deal with the domestic crises that it can't keep its focus on its foreign hedge enemies. That is a real possibility.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it there for now. But Dr. Roberts, it's always a pleasure to have you on. And thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Pleased to be with you, James.